with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Blue Jays win again last night. The baseball team is—it's just so much fun as they get closer to hopefully the playoffs. It's lots of fun. It's a great time.
Who is the battle for the last wild card spot?
It is. And so you know, sometimes when you're battling, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, I guess. So a couple of games ago, one of the Tampa Bay Ray players, doesn't matter who he is, he slides into home base and he. He actually kicks this card out of the catcher's hands or the catcher's something. He's got it strapped to him, but he kicks this card out, which is basically like a cheat sheet that gives them all the information that they need about everybody they're pitching to. Right, Matt?
Yeah, it's like just how to pitch to somebody.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he just decides to yoink, put it in his pocket, walk back to his dugout.
Yeah. Who noticed? Anybody?
Oh, well, I mean, the catcher, as soon as the next play happens, right, and the catcher's like, okay, he goes to refer to his wristband in the card, he realizes it's not there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they asked, the Blue Jays asked the Rays to give it back, and the Rays politely declined.
Yeah. No, it fell down, you know, He picked it up and he took it. And kind of a related, not really, but kind of a related story you're saying with your husband, Bob, on the rigs, right?
He's staying in a trailer RV park, and so he went to the communal laundry area, and so he opened the dryer and there was a $100 bill,
right?
And he was like, oh, found money. And I sit down, I'm like, well, what did you do? And he's like, what am I gonna do, put a lost and found sign on it? He's like, I kept it.
If it was your $100,
put on the bulletin board,
know, right?
Did you lose this?
And he kind of said it probably was mine anyway, he said.
Which I'm like, how do you not know if you have a $100 bill in your pocket?
Must be nice.
Yeah, tell me about it. But he's like, yeah, it's probably mine. Like,
all right. So the question this morning is, what has kind of fallen into your lap and you just went, oh, hey, thank you for that? You know,
finders keepers.
Yeah. Well, possession is 9/10 of the law, you said?
So they say.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I know. I don't really understand.
I once found $20 in a parking lot during a baseball tournament.
Yeah.
And it was in the hotel parking lot.
Yeah.
And it was like the greatest day of my life. I found $20.
Yeah.
Later that day, I found out that one of the parents of another boy lost like $150 out of his wallet in that same parking lot. I kept very tight lip.
Oh, Matt.
I was like 13. What am I? All right. How do you know it's his $20 though, right? Like,
there's a very good chance.
Yeah. But you can't tell for sure.
Well, yeah, I guess you can't tell for sure. What a little weasel.
Oh, what am I going to just hand a guy $20 not knowing it's his $20?
Say, yeah, this is probably yours. I found it in the parking lot. It's bad karma. I'm too scared.
Karma's not real.
Oh, it is so real. It will come back to bite
you. I think it
ya.
Is real. You know, in your
karma isn't real.
No?
This isn't another. What happened to all those sick kids in the hospital that deserve that?
Right. Okay,
karma's not real.
Pull that out.
Well, I worked with a guy who claimed he found $900 in an ATM once.
Right.
And he just took it.
Yeah.
And give it to the till because he said there's cameras everywhere and it's the right thing to do.
And that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
I would there. Yeah. Cameras for sure. I'm giving it back.
Yeah.
Are you?
Maybe I skim a couple hondo.
All right. What has fallen into your lap that you've either kept or gave back? We want to hear from you this morning.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about basically things that you have found, like found money, like $250 with Quick Draw, your chance to win with the Cue to Call coming up. Jack, what kind of stories are we getting? The phones are ringing off the hook here.
This person says, I found a wad of cash at Craven one year. $320. It paid for my weekend.
You know, there's some bro out there just devastated.
If he noticed.
Yeah.
This person says, I once found $20 on the way to junior high, and I was so excited until later I found out that my brother had robbed a convenience store and dropped that on his way home.
What?
Thanks, bro.
Would you be complicit in a robbery if you just happened to take the $20 off the ground?
I think you'd be okay, wouldn't you?
I think so.
That's how Chris ended up in the pokey.
It would be
kidding.
It would be hard to explain, for sure. Yes.
This person says, oh, Samantha, actually, I found my cat. I did my due diligence and tried to find her owner. But after a couple of months, my parents just allowed me to keep her. She is my best friend, and I've had her for almost 10 years. We even made the cross-country trip together when we moved from Ontario 6 years ago. Her name is Tippy, and she's the sweetest and best thing I've ever found.
Okay.
That's adorable.
Would you sell your cat for $1 million?
I don't think she would.
Sounds like she wouldn't.
No.
Would you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I love my cat, but $1 million is $1 million.
Lindsay.
So when I was about 16 years old, I found $7,600 in an envelope. It had no markings on it. It had no nothing. I turned it into the police. They took down all of my information.
Right.
And said that if no one claimed it, they'd call me. And they had 30 days to claim it. And 30 days later, I was $7,600 richer.
Amazing.
Oh, I'd have a big red pen in my calendar marking those days off.
This is a great story.
I definitely did. And I was, you know, questioning, you know, is somebody going to claim this? Is this drug money? Is this, like, I had no idea.
Right.
Should somebody, you know, drop it for their rent money or a deposit or something?
But
anyway.
Yeah, you tried.
$7,600 richer.
Yeah, you know what? Best of both worlds. You tried and you got the money.
Now, as the most streetwise member of the Kissin' Morning Show, that for sure was drug money.
Definitely.
I think it was probably just, like, somebody saving it for fun.
Yeah, in an envelope.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Shout out to my fellow Sunrisers. They're all out there today just saying this one's like next level. So anyway.
I feel like they're getting better as the week goes on.
They are. Yeah. Okay.
How do we know? We live in a box.
Some of us do.
All right. Talking about found money.
Yes, I was at Value Village paging through a Stephen King book, says this texter, and I went past a page marker. I went back to it and I found a $20 bill. Well, I flipped through the pages again and found a $100 bill. The book was called Desperation. I figure it was someone's hiding place for desperate times. And yes, I bought the book and I still have it.
I just imagine that person flipping through and then flip, 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 flip.
How many times would you go through it, right? Like maybe I missed a page.
I just feel bad for the guy who put the $100 in desperation and got rid of it.
Good call.
All right. Hey, coming up in the next few minutes, Kelsey and Steve. I'm not saying they're desperate. They're excited. They get to play Quick Draw for $250. Here's Dallas Smith and Hardy. Some things never change. Kissin' Country 103.9.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's Quick Draw time. We've got Kelsey and Steve on the line. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, good.
All right, awesome. Well, you guys both know how the game works. Basically, we ask you up to five questions. The first one to three basically qualifies for that $250. We make that draw on Friday morning. Okay, guys?
Sounds good.
Let's get into it. We got two confident-sounding contestants today.
We do.
All right. Name an app on your phone that starts with an R.
Ringo? The ringtone one. Ringo.
Ringtones.
You know, because I don't think I got to give it to him. Yeah. Although it's a real stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch. I can't think of anything, so.
Oh, I'm looking at my phone, too. What does begin with R?
My RBC app.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
My Ring app. My Relay app. Ooh, why is there so many R's?
Realtor app.
Okay,
but we're going to do ringtone. Steve, you got it.
All right, Steve, we're giving Steve the point. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Number two. Somewhere in Europe that starts with a V.
Venice.
Bam.
She got it.
Bam, bam, bam. Okay, here we go. A means of transportation that starts with a U.
U-Haul.
A U-Haul.
Steve got that
first.
Attaboy. But you both had U-Haul. That's interesting. All right. Okay, Kelsey, you got to block him here, okay?
Okay.
A dessert that starts with an I.
Ice cream.
Oh, she did it.
Boom.
All right, it's the tiebreaker. Are you guys both ready?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. An occupation that starts with a K.
Kinesiologist.
What did Steve
Klondike
say?
Klondike bar delivery dude.
What?
Steve, what did you say?
I think
he's the Klondike bar guy.
I think this has to go to Kelsey.
Yeah, I think so too.
But now we've all got, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Certainly not give you $100.
Jack, please never sing again.
Yeah, okay.
Congratulations, Kelsey. Steve, you were awesome as well. Good luck with the draw. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
See you guys.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Aaron Goodwin and Boy Like Me and A Girl Like You, Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's a 7:34. Welcome to your Wednesday morning. Sunrise alert. Apparently it's beautiful, and we've got a sunrise in the east, and we got a rainbow in the west. So, what a combination. And where are the puppies, too? Like, seriously, this is like
They're
the
coming.
World's best Instagram picture right there, isn't it?
Don't forget the pussy willows.
Oh my gosh.
That really makes it.
Never forget the pussy willows.
How could you?
Don't listen to Chris, Jack. You sounded fine when you were singing. Of course she did. We're just having
thank you. Somebody also asked if we were playing more Keith Urban than usual because of my dislike for him.
Yes.
I think it's true. We are playing him way more.
Yeah. Well, we've played
him
a lot.
How can you dislike Keith Urban?
It's not that I dislike him. Maybe that was the wrong word. I'm just... He's not in my top five.
Yeah.
Great. There's lots of my top five. I still not in my top five that I listen to.
Yeah.
Good for you, Matt.
I just got served.
Why do you think we, you know, tell her not to sing? She can be mean sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially to poor Matt.
Oh, poor Matt.
He doesn't deserve that. No. Would you rather? All right. It's not the first day of fall. First full day of fall. It's the first day of fall. So the leaves are starting to change. Yeah, the leaves are starting to turn. You know, it's like the latest I've ever remembered that happening. Like, our lawn is not full of leaves yet, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy because it's, you know, past the middle of the month already. So, but the leaves will fall, and when they do, here's your would you rather for today. Would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather rake leaves, or would you rather shovel snow?
All right, here's the situation. I'm going to add a little addendum to the situation.
Okay.
This includes shoveling all winter. Because normally, if you wait late enough, you do one rake.
Okay.
Or shovel all winter.
Okay.
That evens the playing field. Because I think, like, if it's only one shovel, one rake, shovel wins all day.
Yes.
Shoveling's so much easier. Depending on, if you got a corner lot, that sucks. You
then
do all that
then on work. The other hand, I think that, yeah, I don't know. I think that if you had to shovel all winter, of course you'd rather just rake once.
Raking sucks so hard.
Yeah, it is the worst. And it always hurts your back more.
So you'd rather shovel?
Yes.
Which shoveling while jerking your spine, Jack?
I don't mind it. Yeah, seriously, shoveling over raking every time. I despise raking leaves. And I feel like you never get them all.
You don't. That's why you mow after.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm the mower, man. Just go right over those suckers and just put them into little pieces. But if a guy had to rake, I'd much rather rake than shovel.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, raking's tough. Like, it's hard on the arms and the triceps, the biceps, the shoulders.
And shoveling is a winter thing, like a cold, cold weather thing, right? So, I don't know. Okay. Well, the techs are rolling in. Leaves all day. Shovel all day.
Oh, geez.
We're going to have a 50-50
rake leaves
here.
1,000,000%.
Ooh. All right. 780-421-1039. You can also text us 103939. Would you rather shovel or would you rather rake?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
On this first day of fall, would you rather shovel snow or rake leaves?
I love this text from Keith. I would rather rake my belongings into a vehicle and shovel the sand for the posts on my bar on the beach in Mexico, or shovel my belongings into a vehicle and rake the sand on my private tropical beach.
That makes sense. That's,
you have to answer the question, though.
This person says, I'd rather shovel all day long. Well, not all day, but you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Deb says, raking over shoveling any day.
And the amount of effort you have to put into raking is way more than a shovel.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a big yard. I'm not Chris. Must be nice. But, like, raking still takes an hour. Maybe more. My shovel's 10, 15 minutes tops.
Shovel, you can just push it, right? And then it just, like, goes. But a rake, you gotta, like, pull.
Pull and pull and pull. And then bag it, which is so awkward.
Oh, the begging is the worst.
All right. What about you? 780-421-1039. You can also text us at 103939.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Would you rather rake leaves or shovel snow?
A text at 103939. I would rather shovel for sure. With raking, the wind or your dogs mess up your piles. At least when the wind blows when you're shoveling, it either helps or just leaves a skiff that you don't really care about.
Yeah, that dog thing's a good point because when you're raking up the leaves, you're also usually, in my case anyway, raking up some big piles of you know what, too.
That's a Chris problem.
Yeah.
Have you ever raked with a toddler? Oh.
Oh, they always want to jump in the leaves.
Not my leaves with the dog stuff in it. Yeah.
And I feel like people enjoy raking when they have a leaf blower. Lots and lots of texts being like, I love raking. Get a leaf blower.
Yes. You're not raking, you're blowing.
I love the leaf blower. It's like my favorite thing. I just, sometimes just for an hour, just push stuff around.
Sits in a chair and just murr.
By the way, a leaf blower is like next level for fires.
Oh,
was it the
yeah,
fire?
I guess
yes,
sense.
You first tried it at the Kissin' Community Fire.
Yeah, yeah, it actually works as good as gas.
And you just blowing all that ash in my wife's face.
I was. I was. Anyway, yes, what do you think? Would you rather rake or mow?
So I would much rather rake leaves.
Because?
It's something I do in the spring, which means I'm done shoveling snow.
Mm.
Oh, you wait till the spring to do it, do you?
Oh, no, the wet leaves.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than putting wet leaves in the bag, though.
Who says I put them in a bag?
All right.
Where
fair.
Do you put them?
They end up in the compost.
Your neighbor's yard?
The work garbage after we're not allowed to put them in our own garbage?
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
In there.
Not too many leaves.
The, in quotation marks, work garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, Weird or What Wednesday. And again, we just need you to participate. That's the way that this works. And man, we had tons of participation so far today, which is awesome. But all right, who are we talking about, Jack?
Okay, we are talking about Elon Musk. His girlfriend, I guess they're not married. So his girlfriend and him had a baby a little while ago, about 16 months ago. So this baby is talking.
All right.
But there is one certain thing that this baby says to his mother, Grimes, that is very different.
Having a baby was a big kind of like rebirth for me. I don't know. Being a mother feels weird to say. For some reason, I don't like identify with that word, which is also really weird because he says Claire, but he doesn't say like mama, which is so, I'm like, how are you? Like, maybe he can like sense my distaste for the word mother, which I don't even know why I have a distaste for it because I like respect it with it. I can't identify with it weirdly.
Okay.
Does not identify with the word mother, mom, any along those sorts. She wants her son, X, to call her Claire, and that he does. He calls her by her first name.
Yeah, there's a couple weird things going on. First of all, the son's name is X.
Oh, it's like X15D Delta.
Oh, X for short.
Yes, yes.
Oh, this kid is set up for failure. First off, his parents
and
are
to be
insane
a billionaire.
People. Well, yeah, I mean, he's going to be okay. Financially,
right.
For sure.
But he doesn't call his mom by her name, and she's good with that because she has a real problem with the name mother.
Yeah.
It's important your kids know your name,
yeah.
Right? Because it's like you get lost. What's your mom's name? Mommy?
Right, right.
But this is so weird. My literal nightmare is my kids calling me Matt.
You've said
instead
that
of dad.
Even before you had kids. Yeah, before you had kids. Yes. And?
So far, they call me dad. Though there was a phase where Bo's like, hey, Matt. I'm like, don't you. I had to sit him down in a dark room. Said, don't ever call me that.
All I think it's strange.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah.
Is it weird?
It's strange. Calling your parents by your... And some of my friends now, I mean, we're all in our 30s, but they will call their parents now by their first name.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Yeah.
You don't call your dad Brian?
No. No.
Brian?
Brian and Jennifer are still mom and dad.
Do your kids, Chris, refer to your wife as Care?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They call her Care. That's her nickname. Her name's Karen, but they call her Care. So you're right. They don't call her mom. They call her Care.
But it's a term of endearment when your kids do it because you care. Like,
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Weird or what? Is it weird for not just the kids to call you by your first name, but you actually like it, like Claire? And her little son, X123579.
That's about right.
81.
She's Grimes. Well, Claire, who's Claire?
780-421-1039. You can also text us at 103939.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Is it weird or what to call your parents by their first names? Don't call them mom and dad. You call them by their first name. This all stems from Elon Musk and Grimes, his girlfriend, have a 16-year-old baby. The baby calls mom Claire. Not Grimes, not mom, Claire, her
first
name.
She has a distaste for the word.
She does not like the word
mother. She's okay with it. She's fine with
it. She likes it.
Uh-huh.
This text says, I work with my family and it's all first names all day, every day. It's slowly leaked into life outside of work. It would be so weird and unprofessional for someone to come in and I'm like, please hold while I get my mom or dad.
As somebody who worked with my dad.
Yes.
On the same crew.
Yeah.
It'd be weird around all those guys, the tough, gruff tradesmen.
Sure.
Hey, one sec, I'll get my dad.
Yeah.
I go and visit my dad sometimes at work, and I still call him dad.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
You're visiting him.
Yeah,
he
visits for sure.
That works, right? Okay.
This text says, calling your parents by their first name is a thing? I'm 35 years old, and I'm pretty sure that I did things that would be, if I did that, things would be so awkward. I have kids of my own, and I try to teach them respect for their elders that we had growing up, and they better call me mommy always.
Always.
Forever and ever, amen. Yes.
My parents have always been mom and dad, But growing up, we bowled a lot. So in the bowling alley, everybody was hollering mom. So I just started calling my mom sort of by a nickname. And then at least this way I knew she'd answer.
And what was the nickname?
Lane.
Lane. At bowling.
I mean, it makes sense. Like an inside joke.
Well, not really, because her name is Elaine, but oh. I got tired of calling okay. her Elaine.
You talk about a family destined sure. to bowl. Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're asking the question, is it weird or what for not only your kids to call you by your first name, but them actually, you encourage it? Because like... Elon Musk, I guess, girlfriend, not yeah. wife, right? But anyway, yeah, what are people saying, Jack?
This text says, I call my parents mom and dad, but I do find it weird when fully grown adults call their parents mommy or daddy.
Yeah, 100%. I think you're a weirdo.
Mm. When does mommy and daddy end?
Mm. When you're like, yeah, as soon as you're in junior high.
Like double digits, you're out?
Yeah, yeah. So
probably.
Well, no, 10's okay. Like, if you're a little girl, you can still call your dad daddy.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're a little boy, and, or say yeah. you're like in like Pee Wee hockey, oh, there's my mommy. I hear you. What?
Oh, man, I can feel the text coming in now. This person says, it is absolutely wrong to call your parents by their first name. Even if I worked with them, I waited a long time to be a mom and no first name for parents. I would be appalled if my children ever called me by my first name. I am not a friend. I am their mom.
You're in that title.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Thanks, mommy.
Oh, so weird. Never again, Chris.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Elon Musk's girlfriend says...
Being a mother feels weird to say. For some reason, I don't like identify with that word. Which is also really weird because he says Claire, but he doesn't say like mama, which is so... I'm like, how are you... Like, maybe he can like sense my... distaste for the word mother, which I don't even know why I have a distaste for it, because I like respect it with it. I can't identify with it weirdly.
She can't identify with the word mother, or she's got a bit of a distaste for it, and her son X.
He knows. Calls her by her first name.
And she's fine with that. Is that weird or what?
This text says, my husband has called his parents by their first name since he was 1 year old. My son takes it one step further and calls me Lady Gaga.
Okay.
What?
I mean, at least you'd respond.
Uh-huh.
This person, Agnes, says, I used to work with my mom at the same hotel, and I called her by her name around other people. But if we were in the office alone, you better believe I used mom. My parents drilled into me from a young age that you respect your elders and either use mom and dad for parents or Mr. and Mrs. and their first names for any other adults unless they tell you to just use their first name.
Fair, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Agnes.
Going to weigh in on your subject here.
Yeah.
My kids, when they were little, I have three of them, each one of them called me mummy.
Right.
Now, two of them are in their 40s, one's in her 30s. One calls me ma,
yeah.
One calls me mama, and the other calls me mum.
I kind of like it.
If they ever called me mummy, I think I would just, I don't know what I would do, honestly.
You're not a fan of mummy.
I'm not a fan of mummy. Like I say, I'm with you guys, and if you're like 10, 11, whatever, that's cool. That's fine. That's lovely. But I also have a grandson who, when he was 18 and had a little bit too much to drink, called me by my first name. And I figured, you know what, drunk or not, you know, you don't put your arm around me and call me by my first name. So I let him know, I am your grandma. I am not Nancy. I am your grandma.
Next level.
That's a real mummy move.
That's what I thought so too.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Oh, you know what we should mention? Today, a very special day for Jack. It's her 10th anniversary at the radio station, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, 10 years on the morning show. Wow. So thank you.
How's it feel?
It goes by
fast.
Yeah.
Doesn't it go by fast?
You know, I always laugh at Chris when he talks about this, but it's true. Yeah. In the blink of an eye. Although if you had told me I'd be here, like two kids and married in a house 10 years later, I would have laughed in your face. I was still dating Bob, so I thought maybe, like, all right, maybe we'll get married.
You might be married in 10 years. But
yeah.
All right. Well, anyway.
But thank you.
Great.
It's been fun.
It's great to have
and
you.
And it continues to be fun. I feel like this is the kiss of death by.
And by the way, you only get a Garth Brooks call at 30 years.
That's
so
right.
Don't think that anything fancy is going to happen
20
until
more
then.
Years.
No, it was 25, I think, right?
Okay.
That was when Jack.
15 more years.
Jack and Matt put this big.
It was Jack. I had nothing to do with it.
I thought I'd better put your name in.
No, it's okay.
You'd be like, oh, I was part of it too. I you know, I ate the cake.
I got a t-shirt.
He did, yeah. Matt always said, that's a good idea.
And was it? Yep.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
An hour.
The Need to Know National Days.
Need to Know National Days.
Jeez, I think before 9 o'clock.
I know. I think people need to know these things.
Okay.
Not only is it Jack's 10th anniversary at the radio station, but today is Dear Diary Day. Jack, you're a big diary person.
Oh, yes. We got to bring those back one day. I have got junior high and high school diaries. I've got 6 years worth of diaries.
Yeah.
And they are drama.
There's she read some of it for us.
There's a lot of trouble going on there, isn't there?
She was something.
National,
I was just very invested, okay?
All right.
Thirsty.
National Centenarians Day, which is, I think, 100 years old or older. And people are living longer nowadays.
Yes, they are.
So there you go. Elephant Appreciation Day. You love your elephants?
You know what? I hate elephants. There, I said it.
Come on.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, who would actually say that? Elephants are great.
Yeah, I think everyone likes elephants.
Okay. National Girls Night, Jack. So.
Well, I just have to celebrate.
Yeah, with your daughters. You will.
Oh, yeah.
National Ice Cream Cone Day. That's how you could celebrate.
Perfect.
National Legwear Day. Legwear Day.
What?
What, like leggings?
What?
Yeah, it must be leggings. I don't know. It just is. It's that time of year.
I like leggings, sure.
Who doesn't like leggings, Matt? Fan. All right. National White Chocolate Day.
Yes.
Chocolate or dark? You like white chocolate?
I prefer milk chocolate above all, but then white chocolate next.
Okay. I like white chocolate.
That's good.
That was my nickname in high school in basketball.
It was not.
No, it was.
All right. And, of course, the first day of fall as well. So there you go. There's your Need to Know National Days. Now you know.
It's a good day.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.